So this morning I'm going to tell you a story about a man named Gary. Gary lived in Nebraska, and he worked in the capital city there, and he worked very, very hard, and he was working too hard, and he said, you know, I've been working too hard, it's time for a vacation. In fact, since Nebraska doesn't have much in the way of oceans, I want to go see an ocean. So we went from Nebraska down to Florida. And he spent several weeks in Florida, and every day he'd get out of his hotel room and he'd walk along the beach. And he walked miles and miles and miles of shoreline all around the southern tip of Florida. And he thought it was really relaxing and really pleasant. And there was one place where he was walking along, and there was a little bit of a hillside along the beach. And as he looked up at that hillside, and he looked out at the water, and he looked up at the hillside again, he thought he could see like a little cave high up on the hillside. And so he said, you know, I wonder what's in that cave. There might be a bird's nest or something really cool up there. So he climbed up the hill, and he went over to the cave, and he stuck his hand inside. Now, Pathfinders will tell you you're not supposed to do that because it could be kind of dangerous in places. But he stuck his hand inside this cave, and he reached around a little bit, and he could feel something. And so he pulled it out, and he looked at it. It wasn't a bird egg. It wasn't really much of anything. It was just this ugly little rocky-like thing. So he thought, oh, that's interesting. So he put it in his pocket, and he reached back in the cave again, and wouldn't you know, there was another one. Okay, well, that's weird. And so he reached into the cave again, and he found another one and another one, and he kept reaching in, and pretty soon he had a whole pocket full of these little rock-like things. And he thought, well, I was hoping for bird eggs, but all I found was rocks. And so he started walking back along the shore, and he had this pocket full of rock-like things, and so he said, you know, I think I'll just, you know, kind of throw a few around. And so he did, and just kind of threw them out into the water. You know, here's one, and there's another one, and way back there to Mr. Barber. Did it make it to Mr. Barber? Okay, David, here's another try. Oops, okay. So he just kind of flung them all out there as he was walking along the beach, and pretty soon his vacation time came up, and he went back to work, back up in Nebraska. And he was chatting one day with one of his work co-workers, and he was telling his co-worker that he just spent a couple of weeks on the beach in Florida. And boy, was that a mistake. Turned out his friend was a pirate nut. His friend knew everything there was to know about pirates. Guess what his favorite Disneyland ride was? Caribbean. And guess what his favorite movies were? And guess who his favorite actor was? Johnny Depp, and so on. And so they'd get together for lunch every day, and his friend would just tell him story after story after story about how pirates sailed way back when, and they'd capture other ships, and they'd take the gold and the jewels and the china, whatever special stuff there was on the ship, they'd take it. But every now and then, pirates would get concerned that they too would be victimized by some other stronger pirate ship. And so sometimes they would hide their loot. And in particular, they were very worried about losing diamonds and precious jewels and so on, because they're very, very small, but they're very, very valuable. And so sometimes what pirates would do is they would take like a little diamond or a ruby or an emerald, and they'd wrap it up in clay, and they'd put that little ball of clay in a hole somewhere. And Gary thought that was an interesting story, and you know, he reached into his pocket one day and he discovered something he'd long forgotten about. Turned out there was one more of those little rocks in the bottom of his coat pocket. And he said, that's kind of interesting. It looks kind of like clay wrapped up maybe around something. So he found a pair of pliers and he kind of broke it open. And what do you see in there?
A jewel.
A jewel.
Yeah, and inside his little rock, inside his little rock, that useless little rock that, did Pete give away his useless little rock? This is supposed to be a children's story, guys. So inside his little rock, Gary found a jewel. And he thought back to his vacation, and he had just been casually flinging these things into the ocean. So our moral of our story here this morning is that our Bible is full of little jewels like this one. Okay? The cover may not be particularly fancy, might be kind of brown, might be kind of black, might look like a lot of other books. But you really don't want to throw it away or set it on the shelf and ignore it, because inside are lots of little pearls, little diamonds, little special jewels, just like this one. I'm going to keep this one. So, let's stand and let's thank God for the precious jewels that he has given us. Good morning, God. We thank you for giving us a book that is just filled with jewels and pearls of wisdom, pearls of great price. We thank you for these. We ask that you continually pull us back to open our Bibles and look on those pages for the special things, the special gems of wisdom that you have for us. Bless us now as we collect a Lamb's offering for Christian education, so that those who in our church need a little help with going to a Seventh-day Adventist Christian school can get that from us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.